You're listening to an extended interview from the Jazz FM Business Breakfast. A version of this was first broadcast on Tuesday, the 9th of August, 2016. I'm Nick Howard. Passengers in London and the southeast of England face more delays and cancellations today as the Southern Rail strike enters its second day. The RMT Union and Southern's parent firm, Govia Thameslink, are in dispute over plans to allow trains to be operated by just one member of staff. Govia says the arrangement would increase reliability without sacrificing safety. The RMT disagrees. I spoke to the union's General Secretary, Mick Cash, and first asked about the passengers, who are, as ever, caught in the middle.
Well, we don't want to disrupt the passengers' journeys, and we want to see them get from home to work as safely and as efficiently as possible, and as quickly as possible. But we're in a situation where we face a proposal from Govia that they're going to introduce from the 21st of August. That means they're going to get rid of guards off of trains. An introduced driver-only operation. It's quite clear that there is an alternative to that, a position that we've got in Scotland, that we agree in Scotland, where we guarantee a guard on every train. What we can't understand is why Govia are not prepared to accept something that is equally acceptable in Scotland. If it's good enough for Scotland, why isn't it good enough for our members and passengers in Southern?
Let's actually examine that. 30% of services in the UK at the moment, and services around the world, do already have driver-only operation. Why is this a red line for the union?
First off, 70% of services in the UK have got a guard on the train. So the norm is to have a guard on the train. And we're in that situation where today, with overcrowding on platforms, on trains, more and more people are using the train service. We've had examples of where passengers have had accidents getting on and off trains. We've had passengers who've actually been dragged along, been caught by train doors. There's some serious concerns about how that method of operation would work on driver only. We believe it's safer to have a safety critical person assisting the driver, a guard, to manage those difficult arrangements, those safety arrangements about getting people on and off the trains and making sure trains don't go with a passenger trapped in the doors.
So given that, what happens if at the end of the week the strike ends and Govia aren't prepared to back down?
Well, at the end of the day, we're in a situation where we've got a timeline that's been set by Govia that they're going to introduce the new arrangements from the 21st of August. And we now have to take a view of where we go next. We don't want to call any further industrial action. We think there's a viable alternative to industrial action, which is the arrangement we've got in Scotland. And we are saying to Govia, sit down with us, put that on the table, and we can suspend this concurrent industrial action and suspend any further industrial action and try and work through these issues. This is a failing franchise. They failed as an operator from day one. And having this dispute doesn't benefit passengers, it doesn't benefit our members. And there's a way forward if they're prepared to take it.
This is one of the issues, presumably, that's the strike is as much about the public relations, the perception side, as it is about the facts on the ground. At the end of the strike, there's presumably going to be a question of whether the industrial action will have alienated passengers who have had to deal with the day-to-day issues of trying to get to work, trying to get back.
Well, we don't want to alienate passengers, we actually want the opposite. But what alternative have we got? We'd hope the passengers bear with us, because at the end of the day, this is not just about jobs for our members, but it is a method of operation that seeks to ensure that safety is put before profit, that the interests of passengers put before the shareholder.
Now, the RMT has alleged that the government has sought to actually sabotage the talks between it and Govia. Is that the case?
Well, you know, when we were at ACAS, we had three very difficult days at ACAS, and we made that proposal to suspend the industrial action, and we felt at the talks there that there was some serious consideration being given to what we'd suggested. And yet, almost at the 11th hour, late on in the discussions, we found that the position had changed, that the company just completely rejected what we suggested. Now, either they did that off their own back, but they're under a management contract to the DfT, or they got guidance from the DfT that that wasn't acceptable.
Why is it in their interest to do that?
Well, they want to cut costs like everybody else, and, you know, in doing so, they want to have the ability to run a train without a second person on. And once that happens once, as has been the case in some other areas, it doesn't become an ad hoc arrangement, it becomes a norm. And that's to the detriment of passengers, who not only have a situation where we don't have a guard on the train to help out if they're disabled, to help them feel more secure if they're women or if they're young people, or if you're infirmed or, you know, or injured, can get assistance. but you don't have somebody to help out if there's an emergency, if the driver has become incapacitated, which has happened, or if a driver needs assistance when things go wrong, which happens quite often. You don't have that person on there, and therefore it's a driver alone in front of the train, locked in their cabin, who has to deal with all the situations, and that can't be right, particularly when you see trains carrying 600 or 700 people at a go. There are some real concerns that underpin this, and we don't think passengers, although they want to be able to have a reliable train service, they also want it safe.
That was Mick Cash, General Secretary of the RMT Union, speaking to me for Jazz FM's Business Breakfast. I'll be speaking to Southern Rail for their perspective on the industrial action later on. You can hear that and more of interviews like this on the programme every weekday morning from 6 on Jazz FM.